The Board of Adjustment hearing was held last March when a group of about 10 property owners asked for a variance to today's development code to build a steep private driveway that would access all 10 lots. After listening to the presentation, Summit County Attorney David Bricky says that the Board of Adjustment ruled against the request.
The Board of Adjustment listened to a staff report, a report from the engineer, the county engineer, comments from the property owners themselves about what they were willing to provide as means of safety concerns. At the conclusion of the meeting, the Board of Adjustment denied the request of the property owners.
While the idea of one driveway to access several lots is a good one, Bricky says the Board of Adjustment just felt it was too steep as proposed and not safe.
The issue was the steepness of grade. In some places, it was almost greater than 18%. And the fire truck that would be accessing that grade could not possibly get up there. There was also the issues of ambulance service and any kind of safety vehicle being able to get to those locations. The issue was basically a safety concern over that of the access that they were seeking. So it was a decision that was not jumped to quickly. It was a hearing that lasted a good portion of the evening.
But Ted Barnes, the attorney hired by the property owner, says since this is the only access to these recorded lots, then his clients shouldn't be paying residential property taxes on land the county won't let them get to.
As designed, the fire truck could get up there. The lots would not meet current development standards, but they've been lots of record and have been taxed as residential lots by the county since the 1960s. Same as other residential lots where they provide service, some of them on streets. The county provides on streets this steep and this narrow.
It's an issue, he says, of fairness.
They are served by a county right-of-way. There's a 100-foot county right-of-way that provides access, and it's the only access to these lots. And the county granted a variance a year and a half ago to serve two of them on the same grades and on the same alignment. Our lawsuit suggests that it's somewhat arbitrary for them to say two of them can be served on those grades in alignment and the others cannot, especially where the county owns that alignment, owns the right-of-way.
The property owners, he says, are unable to redesign the road to make it less steep without using property they don't own. But his clients point out that this road is no steeper than other access roads that the county has already approved.
It is steep in spots. We've designed it to make it no more steep than right-of-way that the county already approved for a couple of the lots. And it's no steeper than some of the areas that are served elsewhere in the county by the same fire trucks and the same ambulances, the same police cars.
The plaintiffs are making eight claims, including a taking of their property, and the county, by denying access, has essentially condemned their property. They're suing for the value of their land or, in the alternative, having the county give them access. The lawsuit does not specify a monetary value, saying that the amount will be proved at trial. The parties are working under what's known as a Rule 408, which Barnes says encourages settlement communications. But anything discussed, he says, cannot later be used against a party in court.
It's a policy that is supposed to foster, and often does foster, candor and cooperation in resolving disputes. We can go in and admit strengths or weaknesses or point out problems without that having to come back and be used as an admission in court.
If the settlement negotiations don't work, the case will proceed to trial in district court. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.